Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are going to be learning together Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. This Daf actually only has two Psukim on it, and the Pasuk that we're going to be focusing on is the Pasuk in Shmos Tes Zayin Chaf Beis, on the topic of double bread. The Pasuk reads as follows, Vayihi bayom ha-shishi, it was on the sixth day, Loktu lechem mishne, they collected a double set of bread, Shnei ha-emer lo-echad, two amounts for each person, Vayavo kol nesiei ha-edah, vayagidu le-moshe, and the Nisiyayada, the leaders of the people, came and told Moshe Rabbeinu that they had done as instructed. The Gemara on Lamed Tesam Beis Darshins in the name of Rabbi Abba, that B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Chayav Adam Liv Tzoya Ashtei Kikkaris. A person needs to have two amounts of bread. Where do we know this from? The Pasuk of Lechrim Mishneh, which is the idea in the Pasuk. Just to understand what's going on in this Pasuk, what is the basis of this? So it seems that although it is true, as we've learned previously, that the man would disappear at a certain point during the day. Nonetheless, and it would not last overnight, certainly it would rot if it was stored overnight, as we saw in the previous psukim. Nonetheless, when it came to Shabbos, there was something very unusual about its physical makeup, and that is that it would not be reflected, it would not rot, it would stay for 2 days, thereby not coming down on Shabbos and offering them the remains. Which is funny, because there is a very fascinating Klei Yakar who says that the reason why is it called Mon? The Torah tells us that Ishal Re'eu, each of the nation of Israel, turned to their friends the first day that the Mon arrived, and their first impressions were quite surprised. They said, Mon hu ki lo yada mahu. They said it's Mon because they didn't know what it was. And that's why we call it man, because they don't know what it is. And there's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim, as is the word man. Does that mean what is it in a different language, in one of the Semitic languages? Is it an idea of preparation, minui? There's a number of me'ayin, where does it come from? Rabbeinu Chananel says there's a whole discussion as to why the word man is actually used. But the Klei Yakar says a very simple, very profound insight. He says, you know, that maybe they called it its name specifically after the first Shabbos. Why after the first Shabbos? Because if you think about it, the letters Mem and Nun can be spelled out. Every letter of the Aleph base can be spelled out. So for instance, if you think of the letter Aleph, you can look at it as one letter, or you could spell it out as Aleph Lamed Pei. That's the word Aleph spelled out. Or Beis, you can see the letter Beis, or you can spell it out Beis Yud Beis Yud Tav. Now, what is interesting is that the letters Mem and Nun are among the only letters in the alphabet that, when spelled out, they are double of themselves, which is mem mem and nun nun. That's how you spell it. It is interesting, there's another two which also form the same pattern, not for now. But the Klei Yakar says, why did they choose those two letters? Because it was the bread which doubled itself. It was the lechem mishneh. So maybe they only called it the man specifically after they saw its unusual spiritual properties, that it was not obeying the regular physical properties that it obeyed the rest of the week. And that's where it got its name from. What is apparent from this is the fact that this is so prevalent, and the fact this is a mitzvah which we see so frequently. We're educated about this every single 7 days of our lives, from the beginning of our lives to the end of our lives. Why is it so prevalent? Because it is reflective of the reality of our entire life. It is the framework of our life, and that is, if we don't prepare when it is before Shabbos, we will not be eating on Shabbos. If we don't collect double before we get there, we will not be eating anything there. And that is not just about weekday to Shabbos, but that is about this world to the next world. If we're not preparing our Lechem Mishneh now, we will not be eating our Lechem Mishneh then. And that's perhaps why it is such an important idea. The man is not simply about physical ingratiating, not simply about survival. This is about, in fact, our roadmap. And it's important to pay attention to the roadmap, or otherwise we drive over the ravine. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.